Irish charity Disaster Tech Labs, which builds Wi-Fi in emergency locations, has been asked to provide networks at 12 out of 24 refugee camps on the Greek mainland. This follows its installation of Wi-Fi at two camps on the island of Lesbos. Everett Bopp founded the organisation in 2010. He's worked in Haiti, in Ecuador, the Philippines, Nepal and now Greece. Everett Bopp is on the line. Everett, thanks for taking our call. I suppose when people think of emergency aid, they think of food and shelter and medical treatment, not of Wi-Fi. How important is Wi-Fi?
It's surprisingly important, and it's not so much Wi-Fi. We see it more as providing communication means to these people. And just to give you an example, there was research done late last year in Lesbos by one of the UK main papers, and it found out that the second question asked by most refugees when they arrived on the island was actually, where can we get Wi-Fi?
They want to communicate with their friends and family back home and perhaps friends and family in Europe.
That, and they want access to information. Like, I remember being on the beaches myself there on Lesbos when boat arrived, and it turned out that quite a lot of refugees didn't even know what country they were in. So it's also means of accessing information about where they are, but also information on services, where the refugee camps are, what medical services are available. You know, everything that we actually almost use our internet connectivity for, you know, access to information. And you can imagine being a refugee and traveling to the Middle East and into Europe, that having access to information is essential.
Now, on Lesbos, or indeed on the mainland, how big a job is it technically? Do you have to bring a lot of the equipment with you, or can you source everything locally?
No, we have to bring pretty much everything in. To give an example, when we arrived on Lesbos last September, we were asked by the UNHCR to provide connectivity in two camps that we're setting up. And one specifically called Karatepi, beside the main city there, was basically an olive orchard. There was nothing there. So we had to, besides bringing in the technical equipment, we also had to bring in solar panels and batteries to actually power the equipment. We had to dig holes to put cement in, to put the lamppost in. You name it, everything had to be shipped in.
Can you use local people as well to help out, or are you entirely reliant on volunteers coming in from elsewhere?
No, both, actually. I mean, and obviously the initial team that goes out is quite often from outside the country, but we have a policy within our organization that we try to work with local people, local organizations, where possible. So two of our long-term volunteers on Lesbos are local people. One is a lecturer in IT with the local university, and the other guy is the IT manager for the police department. And, you know, we're taking a similar approach on the Greek mainland to try to get in as much local people and organizations as we can.
And basically your volunteers are IT experts who are either between jobs or taking leave from a job in order to help out.
That, and we also, in some occasions, we have volunteers who work together with their employer, where, like on a CSR, corporate social responsibility program, they get their paid days off to do work such as volunteering with us.
It sounds like you need a big sponsor, do you?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, as an organization that doesn't receive any state funding, either from the Irish government or internationally, we're always reliant on corporate and private donations to fund our overheads. I mean, our people are volunteers, but as you can imagine, we still have equipment and transport and such costs. And I mean, funding is essential. And like, if we kind of find a sponsor on a continuous basis, be it a corporate one or private one, that would be ideal. But a lot of our work, nearly 50% of my work, is taken up with trying to raise the funds to cover the cost of what we do.
Everett, thanks indeed for talking to us. Everett Bopp there, the founder and CEO of Disaster Tech Labs.